Dvar Halacha
Tuesday night. Okay, we'll continue about Moedim D'Rabbanon. We'll finish up about Moedim D'Rabbanon. When I said it tonight, it's very possible we said it once, but we'll do it now as a hashlama again to Moedim D'Rabbanon. So the Minhag Olam is that, well, first of all, you have to bow Moedim down together with the Chazan. That's the whole idea. So when the Chazan bows and is mishtachave, so to speak, and says Moedim, so we'll do it with him. So there's always the question of how to handle Chazaras Hashatz of Moedim. That's the question. So the way not to handle it is what you'll see sometimes they do is that the Chazan waits, and the Olam says Moedim, and then the Chazan says Moedim after they quiet down. You can't do that. That defeats the whole purpose of the whole Moedim, which is to bow down together with the Chazan. So that's a no-no. The Chazan says Moedim, and everybody is saying Moedim together with the Chazan. Okay, so what do you do? All of a sudden, everybody's worried about Chazaras Hashatz. Yeah. So, nobody's listening. Nobody even smiled. So, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, don't worry about it. Relax, say Moedim, the Chazan will say Moedim. He has to say it b'kol ram because it's Chazaras Hashatz. And you'll listen, you won't listen, you'll hear, you won't hear. It's okay, it's fine. That's Mishnah Berurah. And that's really what, in most places, they do, although sometimes the Chazan does say it low, which is also incorrect. Again, the two things the Chazan can do wrong is to wait and have the Olam say Moedim and then he'll say Moedim afterwards. That's not correct. And for the Chazan to say Moedim low is incorrect. Although, I saw now in the Sefer brought down from Yaakov Yisrael Fisher, Malamit Chus on those that say it low. I don't want to say it over. What the chus is, you shouldn't do it. It's not right to say it low. So the Chazan should say it loud. Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah says it's okay. It's fine. Okay. Others stop. The Chazanish did it that way. It's brought down. I think that's Soloveitchik did it that way. That the Chazan says Moedim Anachnu Loch. Now he shouldn't really stop after Moedim Anachnu Loch because that's really the middle of a phrase. So, although I didn't see anywhere that that's incorrect, but it's not mustavra to me that the Chazan should pause for, let's say, the 10 seconds that he's pausing while everybody says Moedim. But what is brought down is, the Chazanish did it this way, that the Chazan says Moedim Anachnu Loch Hashem Elokeinu Kosein L'Olam Va'ed, and stops by the Olam Va'ed. It's the end of a sentence, and then, because the Olam went, said Moedim together with him. But at that point, he waits for everybody to finish Moedim D'Rabbanan, or waits, let's say, 10, 12 seconds, and then he continues Tzur Cheinu Mogen Yesheinu. So those are really the two ways to do it. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's okay, he just should say it Kimin Hago, or to do it this way, which is to stop after L'Olam Va'ed. What he should not do is let everybody say Moedim and then stop Moedim, or say Moedim low. That's you shouldn't do either. Okay, one more thing, just one last thing, is that when you're mishtacha there, so you should face to where the tzibur is facing. Let's say somebody is walking around, like back and forth, and then they'll go Moedim like that way, towards that window or that way, or even towards the door. That is incorrect. He's being mishtachaveh, so he has to be mishtachaveh. Now, what the Shlomo Zalman says is mishtachaveh letzad mizroch, towards the Beis Hamikdash. So I'm not sure if that means even that if the shul is not facing the Beis Hamikdash, not always is it something that's facing a different ruach. So you should dafka be mishtachavet towards the Beis Hamikdash because that's where hishtachavot should be. Or it just means the Minhag Olam really for sure is to bow down towards the front of the shul, towards Aron Kodesh. That's where the Chazan is bowing, even if it happens not to be Mizrach. So that, I don't know, maybe I have to be invited, that we are facing Mizrach, we're facing the Beis Hamikdash, facing Yerushalayim and Mizrach that way. Whoever designed the shul, Yeshikayach.